Hello and welcome to Journey of the Monkey King, a chapter by chapter discussion of Journey to the West. As always, I'm Creva and I'm joined by my friend MJ.
Hello!
So, we've had a 1 week break from putting out the show, and we've had some milestones. So, we went over 1,000 total downloads across all the episodes, which is really, really cool.
Fucking deadly! Amazing. I thought you were referring to your rocking the last girl in a horror movie look.
Yeah, so one of the other things is we took a break because I was concussed. I fell off a bike. I'm fine. It's fine.
She's okay. She's okay. The facial injuries weirdly suit you.
Yeah. I think I look pretty good. But the other thing is just we've continued to get, you know, random unsolicited and spam emails. And we got one that was interesting, which was for a automatic audio transcription service.
Interesting.
Which is, you pay a certain amount per month and it automatically generates a transcript of your podcast so that you can include it for accessibility reasons. Like, having an actual transcript is actually a very nice thing for this sort of thing. And I understand
good.
The business model. But so you pay, but as a form of advertising, I guess I'll just, Podscribe is the name of it. They are not sponsoring this. I'm not paying them. There's no relationship. But they sent basically, they processed one episode for free. And so I have that transcript in front of me, and instead of reading a chapter today for some fun while I am still pretty beat up from falling off a bike, I would like to read this transcript.
I am so, you said you had something fun for me as a surprise, and I am so excited because I know what automatic captioning at the very least does to an Irish accent. And it is brutal. Like, all of the Hysteria videos, I make a point to watch back with the automatic closed captions on because it's just fucking hilarious.
Yeah, it's in fairness to them, there's some parts where I'm impressed that they got some stuff correct. But yeah,
okay.
It's not exactly ideal. It is not. It's definitely not something you would just take this and publish it.
I am so excited. So excited right now.
So this is going to be chapter 12, special automatic transcription concussion edition.
Tell me that's the episode title.
I probably, unless we come up with something funnier.
Okay, brilliant. Brilliant. I think the skin quilt episode showed the value of a good title.
Yeah, that got a lot of downloads.
Just to clarify, transcripts are good and important, and we should probably have them.
I absolutely do not have the time to write up transcripts for this.
Yeah, we're a two-person operation, both of us with full-time jobs and other commitments and projects on top of that.
Yeah.
Me with a laundry list of chronic illnesses.
I'm not intending to mock the idea of having transcripts for these.
But I do think there's what automatic transcription does to an Irish accent is comedy gold, and it's I wonder, like, are we the worst for it? Because I can imagine like a South African transcript.
Oh yeah, I've no idea. I doubt we're the worst.
We can't be, but
I mean,
I don't know.
Certainly, like, especially like countries where, you know, English is not the an official language, I'm sure, or you know, people who deal with it as English as a second language, I imagine would have an awful lot of difficulty.
Weirdly, though, I know a lot of people choose to study English in Ireland because our Hiberno English is kind of easier to understand, and the accent isn't quite as bad as some like kind of regional English accents, and I believe it is cheaper than in the UK. Fun fact, I'm not sure if everyone knows this, but Lennon's English teacher was from Rathmines in Dublin. So Lennon spoke with a Dublin accent.
Yeah, I've heard that before. I'd like to hear a recording of that actually.
It'd be brilliant.
I don't know, are there any extant
I
recordings of
don't know
such?
if one would exist, but if you have one, please send it on to us because it would bring us immense joy.
So, hello and welcome to Journey of the Monkey. King, a chapter by chapter discussion of hearing to the West. I'm a quiver and I'm joined by my friend.
I'm a quiver. I'm a quiver with excitement
I don't
about this
actually.
Ming Dynasty novel.
MJ, hello. And today we're going through chapter 12. So at the end of the last chapter, the kings of the underworld realize that Lee Christiane had died prematurely, and seeing as the emperor's sister Yu Ying was about today.
Today,
About
she's about just
today.
hanging around. She's about, might head down to the canal later.
Anyway, they might as well put her earthly body to good use and just put Lee's soul into us. Fair
Beautiful.
enough. Waste.
Fair enough.
Not whatnot. There is a body going, Yeah, it's fine. Okay, so it's cool. It's cool. It's also. It's not like actively be composing to do a clerical error. Do you remember what we were discussing in chapter 12, what this
Yes,
is about?
I remember. I'm kind of hoping like that this isn't what it actually sounded like, because I remember I did one of the great courses on the history of language, and I remember them playing an excerpt of what people actually sound like when they speak to show that we're not as articulate as we think we are. We often don't speak in full sentences. We leave many pauses for the other participant to fill in. And I'm kind of going, and even they did this study with college students, and even though they had reported that, they spoke in a quite articulate manner, using full sentences, etc., their recollection of the conversation did not match the recording whatsoever. So
Yeah.
I'm kind of hoping that this is, please tell me I don't sound like that.
Yeah, and there's when you transcribe things, you don't generally, people don't transcribe the repeated words and the stutterings and the startings and stops that we all go through. And on the automatic transcription, those get handled very awkwardly. So there's lots of I don't know what you'd call it, the like as I'm talking right now, I'm repeating myself, I'm stuttering, I'm saying etc. And so all that is going to show up on the transcript, even though you wouldn't think of that. You would normally filter all of that out. And so it's doing its best, but it's being much more literal than a human transcriber would be.
The problem with machines is they'll tell you it's they will do exactly what you tell them to do.
Yeah.
Exactly. Which, sorry, you're a programmer, you know this.
So some maid servants' union collapsed while walking in the gardens as a palace and roaster. Sorry, excuse me. A port she's died and prioritize on here's the news. He sighs, but he knew this was going to happen.
It's very poetic, that one. Although I do like the idea of a maidservants union.
Yeah, they should have one. They should definitely unionize.
Yep.
I'm not sure what the roaster is.
Have no idea.
The kings of the underworld, a warranty in advance when you arrive in the garden to see her. He sees that she started bringing again, but she has no idea where she is or who anyone here is, and she keeps shoving for her husband and all.
I kind of feel like this is actually quite evocative of the confused state of the lady in question, whose name I've forgotten.
I would have to double check it as well. Li
It's not
Kuyan,
Lian.
was it something like that?
Kuyan. Yeah. Confused lady back from the dead in the wrong body.
Yeah, we can. Well, we can. I can tell you what the transcription thinks her name is. She says her name is Li Creeley, and so that's a bit odd.
A little bit odd.
A little bit is the next line of the transcript. A little bit. She's had a bit of a funny turn, so that I think they got that line actually exactly correct.
Okay, great.
Yeah.
I'm rooting for this little algorithm now.
Yeah, so she explains the entire story to tell about how she died and about her husband Louis Kwan, Louieikwan, came with the pumpkins that ties on sacrifice to the kings of the dead, who realizes that, explains all of that, and including all the references to things that Taizan knows happened. So anyway, Taizan turns away from her to his servants and says, "Oh, the poor dear has hit her head," to bring her inside and get her some medicine, then walks off.
Vaguely coherent, that
Yeah,
one.
so Emperor Taizong is not entirely, but consistently, but often transcribed as the two words "ties on."
It's at least phonetically correct.
Yeah. Fair enough, fair enough. A pumpkin. Surely it's a bit of a dick move, but I guess, he got his ride. He's back to life for the rest of them. She's just the pumpkin wench. I don't know. I was gonna say, maybe there's a mad with a or a denial about grief because, obviously he doesn't want a sister, did I? And then I remember he fucking murdered his two brothers and his dad has been living in fear of him, apparently.
That all that was true. Pumpkin wench definitely sounds like something I said.
I think it was. So yeah, I'm very much no. His dad at this point as well. Well, prior to this, not a nice man, not a very nice man indeed.
He wasn't.
No. So
He
when
wasn't a
he
very nice
sorry.
man.
So when he returns to course, Louis Kwan is sitting outside alive. Having brought the pumpkins to last long, it started, but he is somehow the pumpkins went down, and it went quite well. Kings were very happy, but Kwan mentioned that his wife and how Yami decided to send them both back. The penny finally drops, or Taizan, and he asks exactly what Yama said about Pan's wife.
I remember really liking this lady.
Yeah, so I think we're very shortly getting to the bit you really liked.
Yeah. Yay!
And he said that Yammer said something about the royal sister, the Yu Yang, but he doesn't know what royal sister means or who Yu Yang is or a way to look for this person. Of course, they forgot to explain that.
Yeah.
Yu Yang, it was Yu Ying, I believe her name was, but it's being transcribed as different spellings, YU with the Y capitalized, or else just the pronoun you as well. And
Yeah.
Yama is correct once, is Yami once, and is Yammer once.
Oh God. I don't know. Maybe this sort of thing would be useful if you could. Would it be quicker to go back through this and just proofread than it would be to actually transcribe
I do have like
a
my own
map?
script that I write for the episodes as well, but it's what I end up actually saying is not necessarily exactly in that script, and obviously all the
I derail
conversations
it.
we
I derail it.
have
Fuck.
aren't in there. And also we're talking about, Ming Dynasty novel. All of the names are going to be messed up most of the time.
Yeah, I mean it's difficult when you're talking about spellings of things that, the original term wasn't in
Yeah, and I'm
the
sure I'm
Latin
not pronouncing them
alphabet.
correctly anyway, so.
Yeah. Well, we gotta it's a little transcription software that could.
Yeah, so Tai Song sends for clearly on who is Yu Yagang's room, and she's very busy screaming that she's not going to take any fucking medicine, and where the fuck is she? This is not our house. Her house is clean, not this gaudy place, yellow as if it's fucking jaundiced. That.
Oh yes, I do remember loving that bit. There's very sort of an Oscar Wilde, either the wallpaper goes or I do vibe there, and also like she's just having none of this shit. They're trying to say, look, you're crazy, and she's like, no, I know who I am. I'm in this place. I don't know what this place is. Just fucking listen. Also, you're decorating as shit. I love her energy.
And as you said in the past, I like her. I like her a lot. Good for her. You know, it's just kind of like, no, I'm not taking your bullshit. Oh, tell me Anna hysterical. And by the way, he decorated this guy a lot. I love that. So love that for her.
I do love that for her.
Also, all the cursing is automatically censored in the transcript, which is really annoying.
What?
Yeah.
Oh, for God's sake.
So it's bullshit is B and a load of asterisks and then a T. And somehow when I was reading over this originally, I kept reading that as bitch. Which I know makes no sense, but my brain kept filling that in as bitch, and I kept reading it as I'm not taking your bitch. I was like, where did that come from? What's that transcribing?
Which bitch?
So it takes 5 women and 3 eunuchs, as in the operating system, to drag her out and bring her out to the core. Shh. And ties on a flight to in the properly reunites Quan and Corellian, and when she sees him, she asks him, why didn't he wait for when they were leaving the afterlife? I tripped and fell, and I was surrounded by all these people talking nonsense. What do you have to say for yourself? I think I said her lines so forcefully, I like shouted all of her lines, and those have come through much more clearly on the transcript than anything else.
So the issue may be that we are too soft-spoken.
Yeah, so just shout everything really angrily, and this will work.
All the yelling.
There, Ivan he is. We've established that he's an abusive piece of shit, right? Yeah, no, he was fucking awful to her.
He was an abusive piece of shit.
Yeah, yeah. I like to picture us at the end of her dad... Wait, what? Sorry, I'm having trouble. I'm having trouble parsing this one.
At the end of her dad.
I like to picture us at the end of her dad had there now, and who would have blame her? And it's a long goddamn walk back to the afterlife, even if you're not injured on now. All these people are telling him to calm down, bitch. No.
Okay, yeah, this is more me going, she should be losing her shit. I think. I mean, she's just been back, gotten back from the dead, you know, from the afterlife, where you have to pay rent, apparently, and she's, you know, she's tired, she's tripped and fell, her husband just, like, fucked off, and now people are telling her she's crazy, you know, lose the goddamn rag. Or, to be honest, now that I'm thinking about it, since her husband was an abusive piece of shit, if she had kept quiet, she would have had, like, the royal life.
Yeah, just pretend to be the emperor's sister.
Yeah, it's just kind of like, yeah, you could redecorate.
Mm.
But I don't blame her for losing it all.
I just feel awkward whenever you make it serious again to go back to the transcript.
I'm sorry. Well, levity. We're here for the levity.
Cool. One is speechless. Hearing this from a woman he doesn't actually recognize at all, but it's fine. And ties on, gives them all her sister's jewelry, clothes, and for the trees, and cracks Quan a permanent exemption from conscription before sending them home. So, you know, at least she got a bunch of nice new clothes that will actually fit her, and that year is probably worth more than the town they live in.
Yeah, fair.
And easily got a, we got a yeah, because I mean, if you're your husband, you're in the old times and your husband's a piece of shit, you want very valuable jewelry that you can flog. Hopefully, if you run the fuck away, she doesn't run the fuck away though, does she?
Oh, yeah.
Hi, this is the last they're mentioned. So, all right. Well, in that case, I'd like to think she took that valuable jewelry, flogged it, and ran the fuck away, and got her own very tasteful decorated house somewhere. That sentence was actually coherent in the transcript. I just messed up reading it.
As it deserves to be.
I think I forgot to mention at any point, but they do have 2 children. I hope she takes her kid, which is awesome, but yeah, no, that's not good into that. Yeah, actually, yeah, he just died and is just like the kids of that because he didn't know where he was going to come back. Yeah, that's what I was about to say. Those go to cut out and move on it. I'll get to arresting, but yeah, he was like intentionally orphaning his two children.
He really was.
This is where comedy transcript gets awkward.
Yeah, he really was a piece of shit.
take the jewelry type of kids, run away at a nice place. At a nice place you can decorate. Good. Yeah. I wish her only the best, she deserves it. It does actually separate us into two speakers. I'm just labeled as zero and you're labeled as one. But when we talk...
I'm number one.
When we talk very quickly, it tends to get mixed up who's talking.
Just bleeds into the other.
Yeah. In the meantime, an official named Yu Qigong was traveling to Henan to repay Shang in the end of his room, full of gold and silver that the emperor borrowed in the afterlife. He's traveling to Henan, just for a visit. Henan.
With all the jewelry and the gold.
So,
Liang... Yeah, gotta get in there for the well.
So Liang makes his living selling water, which is not an occupation I expected to exist in the period the story was written in. Also, Liang is transcribed correctly, so I guess I pronounced that relatively okay.
Okay, good to know.
And his wife sells pottery. Well, you can...
Which makes
you can...
him a dream team.
Well, you can have something to put water in then. It's true again, too. For one, it's very, very sensible. They sell by a holdover. Yup, it's a potted and potable hay.
Yay!
So they only keep enough money to live on and give all the rest as AMS or sacrifice it by exchanging it for paper, money and burning it, which is how they built up such a fortune and the afterlife.
What do we think AMS stands for? All money smokes? All money...
The only thing I know AMS is standing for is the fucking protagonists Typing of the Dead, House of the Dead. I've played Typing of the Dead more than House of the Dead.
Typing of the Dead?
House of the Dead is an old like arcade game.
Yeah, I played it.
Okay, cool. So they made a cross between that and Mavis Beacon Teaches Typing.
Love it.
Where you type the zombies to get death.
Yay!
I've actually been playing it recently because I'm trying to learn how to type Dvorak.
Oh, sweet.
But so the good guys in that game work for the AMS, and so I'm just imagining all the really atrocious voice acting in that game now in my head.
Good grief.
I highly recommend looking up all of the cutscenes from House of the Dead 2.
What does AMS stand for in this context?
I have no idea. But the acting in House of the Dead 2/ Typing of the Dead is amazing.
Oh, it's atrocious.
And everyone should
I adore it.
Should watch it.
Atrocious male Shakespeareans?
They do have a bunch of signs up around the place in that game advertising visiting Shakespeare's birthplace, even though the city they're in is very clearly based on Venice. There's just signs about Shakespeare up everywhere if you look at the background. Anyway.
Yep.
This has probably been a long enough tangent.
Probably.
Literally burning money. But it doesn't sound like sound financial management. Imagine Eddie Hobson having something to say about it, and what happened to him? The economy crushed. Yeah, but let's see around for a bit after a while. I don't know.
I seem to remember him being around for a while in a sort of victim-blamey, here's how you don't spend all your money, you stupid... poor fucks sort of way. I think he had like a money management show on RTE at some point.
Probably.
Post-recession, and it was kind of like, yeah, you know, it's you're poor because you buy lunch at work every day and not because we crushed the economy.
Too much avocado toast. I know that was after his time, but same basic idea.
He was not the avocado toast era. But yeah.
It also transcribes his name as Hobson.
Hobson.
Yeah.
It's in Hobson's choice.
Don't burn money or dope or more money than you can afford, I guess. Yeah. We're apparently
Well,
anti-drugs now.
don't burn dope.
Famous thing you do with dope.
Make
That's
edibles.
what what everyone says. I'm gonna go burn some dope.
Inject. Oh, good God. Don't do drugs, kids. Well, do drugs responsibly.
But as you might
Harm
expect,
reduction.
people who live like that are a bit take this a bit of a back when an imperial officer shows up to their door telling them the emperor is giving them several tons of gold because he borrowed their ghost money after he died.
Yeah.
This is actually kind of coherent, so let's skip a little bit.
Get to the funny.
Yeah, so eventually the decision was made to use the cash to build a new temple. And in it, a shrine dedicated to two Changs, and the temple is named the She and Go Out Temple. The
What?
She and Go Out Temple.
She and go out.
Yep.
I don't even know what to do with that. I'm sorry.
I mean, I imagine that I'm not sure what the afterlife exchange rate is. What I imagine is a sound investment. Yeah. And I mean that I think if you're working on the alcohol afterlife economy thing, the Temple Wood is trine dedicated and for them to mean and mean that they will get a steady stream of sacrifices to them that way. It's passive income, really. So they've become ghost landlord. Oh, sorry, actually, again, I'm reading it too coherently. They have become a ghost landlords. Oh, I'm still upset about the ghost friends.
I'm not upset about my ghost friends. I'm upset about my ghost landlords, and I want to stand in solidarity with my ghost friends against the ghost landlords.
Yeah, sorry. Yeah, no, I'm trying not to exist as obviously in is as deeply held spiritual beliefs that are no more, that are no more less valuable than my own, but ghost rents. I don't want to pay rent when I die. Don't make me pay ghost rent. We're
I
repeating
stand by
ourselves.
it.
We're re I like how many times you have reacted to something from this transcript, and it's the same as your reaction from when we originally recorded this.
I'm sorry. Well, I'm consistent at the very least. No,
Yeah.
I'm not. I'm sorry. This is probably not the most entertaining for people. I'm very upset at the concept of ghost rent. I remain upset at the concept of ghost rent. Just like, stop me. Stop. I don't want to pay rent when I die. I just don't. It's supposed to be the end of it.
You this is oh wait, I only just noticed there's actually a two. At some point your lines turned from one into two, so you got replaced.
I got replaced.
Yeah, so you start off as one and now you're two.
No, how could you do this to me without even telling me?
I didn't realize I did it
And
myself.
just let me go without closure. Cast aside. Who else? Who's the other easily distractible comedian podcast guest?
Two, apparently.
Yeah, well, I hope you and two are very happy together.
One second, I'm just trying to. Actually, I'm getting up my original script for a second because there's one actually very interesting thing here.
Yay.
So, interestingly, Xiao Yu, XIAO space YU is how it's transcribed in the novel, or in the Anthony Yu's translation. And that has been transcribed here as Xiangu, XIANGGUO, which is the name of the temple mentioned in this chapter. So I don't think it correctly transcribes that temple's name correctly anywhere in the script, but it translates an unrelated man's name as the name of that temple.
Okay.
Which is
That's
just
a jump. Perhaps
interesting.
it's getting anxious. It's developing some sort of complex and is now jumping around. I don't know what this is what kind of software this is, but I have this weird thing with neural networks where I just, when they start getting better, I just get so proud of them. Like, I remember the recipe one. Did you see the recipe one?
No.
Oh, someone fed a neural network hundreds and thousands of recipes, and it started off generating recipes with just like, throw in 1 cup of chunks and add cream of meat. And reading it was just generally somewhere between hilarious and horrifying, but it started slowly getting better, and I was just cheering the damn thing on. I was like, yeah, you can do it. Which, but humans will just anthropomorphize anything, but I was just there going, yeah, you're the little piece of software that could. So I don't know if I'm now a little bit worried about this software, and I hope it's okay.
Okay. I'm sure it's fine. Skipping ahead a few lines, this is not particularly interesting. So Tyson calls in to more officials, the Lord High Chamberlain, Jane Tao Yuan, and the President of the Ground Secretary, This Shang. She hanged to A and on us. And they both came out in favor of Buddhism, and they think that all three religions, Confucius, Confucianism, that was them, and Buddhism should all be honored and none of them should be abolished or censored.
That was them.
That was them.
The church of that was
That was
them.
them.
So all this shit happened a while back, right? That was them.
That
That was them. You know
was
them. Or it could be the proverbial them, as in they don't want you to know this, where they is just sub in the mainstream media or the lizard people or
that was meant to be Taoism.
Taoism. Okay, yeah, that makes sense. That makes more sense than what I said.
So Taizan agrees with this, and he's and also there's just random capitalization in this transcript a lot that this is capitalized. But anyway, and he says that from this point forward, anyone who tries to announce Buddhism will have their arms broken.
Just can't say it's coming.
That has a less aggressive position to take. Okay, yeah, and just Buddhism or any of the others? I just brought this up. Okay. This one I can't stop laughing at. It's so dumb, but it's
Yeah, go, 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 go.
So the next day in court, officials choose a monk named Sean to leave the mass. It's not that funny. I just can't stop laughing.
A monk called Sean.
Just Sean.
I love it. I actually do. Just Sean.
Sean has to leave the mass.
Yep. We don't want you here, Sean. Got classic Sean.
Okay, where have you been, man? Where have you been as you do it? He's
I have to
good.
tell you.
He's good. He's seen us a great candidate as well as being at the illustrious monkey dog.
The illustrious monkey dog.
He
That
is
is the super that that's
yeah.
the comic book we've all been waiting for.
The illustrious monkey dog.
The illustrious adventures of the illustrious monkey dog.
He's a very well connected. His dad and his granddad are a boat, high-ranking civil servants.
A
So,
boat.
by a
Yep.
civil service office novel.
I do think that civil service office novel should be a genre.
And so he's given the life of a grand expositor of the faith, a supreme vicar of priests.
Good for him.
So I'm at work because I have a day job because comedy doesn't pay me anything, and there's a plague and I'm at work. It's the middle of the day. My mother texted me asking me on my done work yet. I go, no, it's 2 p.m. She says, call me immediately when you're done. And I'm there going, oh fuck, what's going on? So in my head about like death, illness, act of God, the house is on fire, an asteroid has hit directly into my aunt's head, going nuts. I ring her up and I asked what how's going on, and you went, I want you to apply for the civil service job. okay, this is just like, you know, you need to do this. This, you'll get a pension. That was literally it. But there was an executive officer position, which apparently very rarely comes up, and she saw it. And this is because, like most other places in the world under late stage capitalism, which we've established, I am not a fan of most civil service contracts. These days are temporal. So this is your classic permanent pensionable. But it was just like in the middle of my workday at the job and that I actually have, you make me run out in a panic to tell me you want me to apply for this job.
I'm still pissed off about that, to be honest. I like civil service contracts are temporal as opposed to the extemporal or,
Well,
in fact, extra dimensional executive officer position.
it's not the contract, it's these days are temporal.
It's a true statement of fact.
Yeah.
These days are temporal. God help us.
I take it you didn't get the job?
Oh, I'm actually doing the stage 3 interview.
Oh, cool. Sorry.
Or not interview. I have to, there's like a series of exams. I did the
Yeah, we actually talk about that in the transcript. Sorry.
Oh, well, I haven't done any spider essays. But there was a scenario one where I'm given different scenarios and have to rate responses to them. So this is actually stage 2, apologies, where it's a maths and words literacy and numeracy. This does not bode well for the rest of my application.
Sorry, I feel like an asshole being like, "Oh, obviously you didn't get the job," but I was just like, I just meant because like you hadn't said anything to me, so I was like, "I
Thanks, Quiva.
sorry."
I know. First you replace me with the number 2, and now cast aspersions over my ability to be a civil servant. Whatever.
I
It's
haven't
fine.
actually
I don't
looked at
care.
that yet. It's not the applicant. The assessment isn't June 2 till the next Tuesday. But I will let you know if I have to write any spider essays or any poetry or calligraphy or anything of that nature. I mean, you would probably be good at
None of
that,
that so
so
far.
hopefully. Well, we'll see. We'll see. It's not an art for my I am acutely familiar with, but we'll give to him. Look, give it a go. We'll give it a go, and if it doesn't work out, I'll drop out and write one of the mo world's most novels, because apparently that's how it works.
One of the world's most novels, the most novelly of novels,
What
the
novels?
novelist novel.
Make sure it has plenty of a magic monkeys.
So many magic monkeys.
I don't know about the monkeys now. I'm picking maybe a magic to camp to camp. And yes, you can. Yeah, for sure. Hallway magic to come from callway.
A magic to camp? I'm trying to remember what that was. Was it a toucan? I
Was a
don't
toucan,
know.
yeah.
It was a
A magic
toucan.
toucan from Galway. Hallway magic to come from Galway.
Hallway magic toucan. Lurking in
Okay.
your corridor. About to do something weird with his beak. What's gonna happen? We don't know. Possibly some sparks will come out of it. Is it impressive? Yeah, fuck yeah, it's sparks from a toucan's beak. Of course it's impressive. Why? What do you want? A light show? I'm workshopping. I'm going through things out loud for my magic toucan novel. I mean, as I talk, he's developing a personality. He doesn't have a name yet. I'm leaning towards Percy. I don't know why. If anyone has a suggestion for the name, magic toucan, which if you want to be a part of the greatest novel of all time, written by the most bored civil servant of all time, because I can get that job, Quiva. If I wanted to, I could get that job.
Can't breathe.
Okay. I'm sorry. See, I haven't even written the novel yet. It's already a smash success.
Actually crying. Oh, sorry. I'm actually crying.
Percy, I don't know much about Percy the Magic Toucan yet. I don't know if he would feel bad about that. Maybe.
I'm crying with laughter, slash brain injury. I don't know.
Crying with brain injury. I think Percy would be defensive. I think he's a defensive toucan.
Oh.
I don't know why yet, though. This is coming together.
You're gonna cut all this out, and then your best-selling novel is going to comment out in a year's time. Have you done this to me?
I'll have you. Would usually say no, but you replaced me with the number two. So I don't know anymore. I don't know. I don't know if I can trust you. I don't know if I even know you anymore.
And you're very generous about how long it takes me to write anything. I'll let you know. I'll let you know when I finish writing anything, and we'll try it.
This is true. Actually, it will take me many, many years. But
Sue.
it'll be worth it to bring the world Percy the defensive magic toucan from Galway. You just wait, people.
The next sentence is just the word Sue. Which
Oh,
is
let's not talk about suing in Galway. There's nobody out there that's particularly litigious. Fuck that guy.
okay, yeah, if this is going to get into anything actually actionable, we don't feel
Yeah,
the need.
we can't. We can't just
Yeah, that's fair.
yeah, the it we could just, Don't like being euphemistic about it. Don't have the money to be sued. Just be careful in certain venues in Galway, particularly if you are a woman.
And
Yep.
also Ireland's libel laws are terrible.
They are awful. They are really, really ridiculous and need reforming. But yeah. Moving on. Maybe I can write a chapter in the Percy novel where he flies down and takes the fucker's eyes out with his magic beak. This is now a revenge fantasy.
So this will just help me get a move on, and what we'll have to see who finished is so the Magic to Quiva book first. It actually got my name right.
Yay!
Spelled it
Like
correctly.
the correct spelling, CAOIMHE.
Yeah.
Amazing.
Yeah.
Wow.
I'm no longer a quiver.
Are you a quiver with excitement at your
Yeah.
name being spelled correctly?
It's genuinely a pleasant surprise. Yeah, so you heard it here, folks. The next great literary classic is going to be Edit, that a two-time from Galway named Dave, rather than Percy, actually.
I like Percy better. His name is Percy now.
Okay.
I don't know if he's a two-timing toucan. I haven't gone so far as to think about his love interests or whether I want to do a romance subplot, but I don't know if he's a cheater. I don't know. I don't think he'd replace anyone with the number two.
So, shot at dying is appointed head of this mass. He gets Fitbit out with a
Sorry,
knight.
shot at dying?
Shot at dying is
I mean, he gets plenty of shots at dying.
He gets Fitbit out with a nice new gold rope, and he has gathered his 12,000 monks to the Temple of Transformation, where the Grand Mass of Land and Water is held, and it's going to last for 49 days. It's a long fucking thing.
12,000 monks is pretty impressive because I have trouble managing like one
That's
intern.
correct. That's actually what it was in the novel.
Okay. Yeah.
He did not get his Fitbit out in the novel, though.
Which is such a shame.
Anyway, Jesus, that's actually famously in San Diego County, where I used to live. A lot of people would drive an extra 15 minutes to New Ross so they could go to the mass that let out 15 minutes early.
Drove an extra 15 minutes from San Diego County to New Ross.
Yes, obviously.
Okay. Great. Yeah. There possibly is a New Ross in San Diego somewhere.
That's true.
The
There's
Yanks love stealing
a
our
Dublin.
names.
There's a Dublin in California as well.
Is it, I know there's a Dublin in Maryland and one in Connecticut. There's lots of Dublins dotted around the place.
Yeah. Oh yeah. And then there's always one faster priest around somewhere. Yeah, you got to get your speed priest.
Gotta get the speed priest.
Meanwhile, a Guanyin is still with Moxa in the city, posing as monks trying to find their pilgrim to head to India. Guanyin, again, is actually transcribed correctly.
Okay, cool. Good.
The next bit is a bit repetitive, so I kind of streamlined it a bit, but basically a win. The minister is, yeah, Yu is heading home from court. She stands in the middle of the road and blocks him, and then convinces him that the Catholic and stuff would be great for Sean's line to use for the MES.
The Catholic and
Yeah, that
just pick up on priests and make an assumption.
that was cassock, which is cassock is like it's a word that's normally used for like the kind of the big like I don't know what the big robe slash coat.
Robey thing.
It's kind of
Yeah.
like a coat that buttons up that priests wear, and that's the translation that Anthony Yu uses for the robes that Tripitaka wears. And he arranges in the audience with the throne, so she says that the Catholic costs 5,000 taels of silver, and the staff is 2,000, but for a virtuous person, they're free.
I mean, Catholics are practicing Catholics are rarer these days. There's been an increase in market value.
She tells Atizon that if a good person wears this, they will be protected from harm, 10,000 gods will salute you, seven butters will follow you, etc., etc. It's quite a grand sales pitch. Tizon accepts us.
Good for ties on.
So it might have been clear, but I like how it transcribed etc., etc. as, first of all, it actually writes it out as like full words, etc., rather than etc. But the first one has et cetera, and then the second one has et cetera.
Et cetera, et cetera,
At
et cetera.
et cetera, et cetera.
Mitra, et cetera.
And she gives it for free as long as it goes to Sean's sign, and he goes the COs, and he wears that for the first kind of big ceremony 7 days into the mass. Sean's sign.
Sean.
Sean's
I thought
sign.
Sean was asked to leave.
He was, but now Guanyin is saying that he should get the Catholic.
Okay, you don't argue with Guanyin. That lady wants a Catholic, you get that lady a
She
Catholic.
is so powerful that the transcriber doesn't even dare fuck up her name.
No,
Much like me.
no. That, oh, yeah, event, you stopped being a quiver.
So during that mass, as Sean sayings, delivering lectures from the pulpit, Guanyin, still disguised as a traveling monkey, walks up and starts slapping the platform, shouting, "Hey monk, you only talk about the teachings of Little Vehicle. You don't know anything about the Great Vehicle. Vehicle is kind of an odd-sounding translation, but it's Ghana. It's meant it means like a spiritual practice. I think the idea is that it's like a thing that will bring you to enlightenment, and therefore it's a vehicle."
It's a bus. It's the bus to enlightenment.
Yeah, it's Ghana.
It's a lovely, lovely place.
I do not know enough about Buddhism on the terminology to make some of that up, Patty, for the guys. Oh, you should too, but who has the fucking time? So anyway, Guanyin tells John Zhang that has a vehicle, his shifts, and he is a great vehicle. Come save the damned
The
and
little car that could.
he is a great vehicle. Come
The
save the
best
damned
vehicle.
and bring people to Nirvana. So Tyson gets wind of the ceremony. Sorry. So Tyson gets wind that the ceremony was interrupted by two random monks shouting at this like fucking head priest, and has Guanyin and Moxa arrested.
Yeah, I'm remembering that bad move.
So Guanyin has brought in for it to the throne again, but Tai's unrecognizer is the monk of gave him the magic robes. So he softens off of it and he asks her why she wants to do is drop the lecture, and she explains again the importance of the a great vehicle for the trip attacker and ties on us. Where is you know where are these scriptures? And she says it's inaudible. The great temple of thunderclap in the great western heaven in India. Inaudible is inside like angle brackets, as like literally
I
this
don't know.
section was inaudible.
You want a great vehicle for the trip, though.
Yeah,
Gotta make sure you
for
have a great vehicle.
yeah, you got to be careful about the trip attacker and ties on us.
Trip attacker. You need a great vehicle to make sure you're adequately defended from the trip attacker.
And ties on is happy to offer her to let her give a lecture of the part she knows off the top of her head. With this, she kind of takes off as a cue to finally reveal her true form as a god and rises into the air and ties on, and all the officers to the court immediately kneel down and start chanting Nano Bodhisattva Guanji, and Namo means I submit to.
Did they actually get that bit right?
No, it has na
No.
it's it should be Namo, and they have it as Nano, like really small. Bodhisattva is correct, and then this is the one part where they say Guanyin's more full name, which is Guan Xiyin, and this got transcribed as like Guangji, I guess, Guangxi. So not quite right.
Yeah. Closer than a lot of things.
Yeah.
Closer than Trip Attacker.
It seems like knowing what we know of this god, that seems like a good idea.
Yeah. I mean, I'm almost afraid to make jokes now.
It's a bit to her immediately, and I don't say that about a lot of women.
Yeah.
Oh, you're actually back to being one now.
I stand by that too. Oh, am I?
Yeah.
Am I back to being one now? Well,
Yeah.
delightful. Thank you. Thank you so much for this second chance.
So Tai's Long summons to the painter Hu Daozi to draw all the true form of Guanyin, and after the sea orders the mast to be stopped, so someone in Cannes instead we sent to India to get these a trippy tax, the scriptures, because you know if their teachings shitty bullshit, they should just stop and wait till they have the proper stuff. And that was someone in Cannes, Cannes, someone at the film festival.
Someone at the film festival had to pay their trippy tax, which is when you have to go and watch an art house movie on acid as an initiation. That is your trippy tax at Cannes.
Yeah. So Sean Zhang immediately volunteers. Oh yeah, I forgot to pay attention to it earlier. Sean got named John at one point. He got anglicized at one point, but he's back to being Sean.
Fucking colonizers, man.
I think I'll skip ahead another bit. I was looking at the transcript and I was like, "Oh, what? Wait, what did it transcribe here as saying iPhone?" And then I remembered, "Oh no, that's correct. I was actually talking about an iPhone."
Okay.
So that's actually correct. So Taizong sees Zhao Yu off to the city gates and is thereby has to do a part. He lifts up a cup of wine to toast and he asks John, he's John again, is on
Oh, for God's sake.
what is by name is a toast to not entirely sure what by name means in this context. There's no footnote for it, but you know, from context, I suppose it's some kind of title that you use for formal occasions. But Sean Zhang says that monks generally don't take on such things, but Tai's An ignores this on the sides to grant him one anyway and calls him Trippy TACA after the scriptures he is looking for. Dear God.
What?
So from now on, I'm going to call them trippy targets. What is called for most of the book, and I think for Nylon, if I'm talking about the real person, if we want to talk about it again, the real person to show on the line, the fictional cognitive a stripey taka.
A cognitive stripey taka. Yeah. What's a trippy target is when you're high as balls, but you decide you really need to go to the shop, even though the walls are swimming in waves.
Cool. Trivia DACA, thanks for him. And he takes the wine, but he says he can't drink it being a monkey's, and he's also, sworn off that sort of thing. That's fair, but Tizon says today is not an ordinary event and begged them to have just one cup of dietary wine, which is a phrase used throughout the book on. I'm not sure if it means like non-alcoholic wine or just vegetarian wine. I still don't know the answer to that. This is the bit where Taizong put some like local dirt into Tripitaka's wine to tell him to like take some home with him. And you said to like, okay, he just pour that into the nearest bush. What's funny here is that bush is capitalized. Just pour. Just
It could be W, it could be George OG, it could be Jeb. Just find a bush. Do not pour wine into W.
I'm not
That
sure I get
guy's been
that
sober
joke.
for a very long time.
Oh, is
Don't.
that a thing? Was he an alcoholic?
Yeah, he was
Okay.
actually.
I didn't know that.
Well, I don't know if he considers himself an alcoholic, but he definitely quit and he definitely had a problem. So don't, he's a war criminal. He absolutely is, but war criminals also deserve recovery.
Probably.
Yeah.
So with that, with that little gesture, Trip Attack thanks some again, and drains his cup before finally heading out, and the journey to the west finally actually starting. Sorry, I've of
Woo!
Muppets in my head for some reason because this is the chapter.
I always have Muppets in my head. Yeah, no, Kermit the Frog. I've got some beef with Kermit, and he does let live rent free in my head.
I have listened to that
Yeah.
podcast.
Well, I'm not gonna get into it again. I don't have the energy for that kind of negativity in me today. I want to send good vibes into the world today. But if you want to know what my problem with Kermit is, listen to Felix O'Connor's Not Trans Trans Movie podcast on the Muppets movie 2011.
I have also been on that show. It was fun.
You have also been on that show. It is a fun show. It's a very fun show, and people should check it out.
And there's one or two more bits where it just apparently can't understand me at all and just says inaudible.
Okay.
I think it only ever did that to me, not to you. So you can take credit for
Yay!
that.
I have perfect diction.
So he
I do not.
again, he lived after an inaudible hour, sorry.
Okay, so that was what automatic transcription does to your podcast.
This is a service you can pay money for if you like.
If you want to give these people your money, that is a thing you free to do.
Go to podscribe.ai, who has not paid us for all this free advertising we've given them.
Yep. Please don't sue us.
In fairness, I'm impressed with a couple of things from this.
Yeah, no, that was really very fun. And I hope that little piece of software gets better soon. Because I'm rooting for it.
So I'll leave us with this esteemed quote closing paragraph. We're leaving the capital. Capital. It's TOL. How do you actually? Is that capital? How do people say that?
I have no idea.
I don't think I've ever heard it said aloud.
Me neither. Capital. I don't know.
Anyway.
Apparently, however we pronounced it the last time is how you say it.
We're kind of leaving the historical characters behind, to a new section. They have them right along, yep. Woo, you excited?
Right along,
Excited to
right along.
finally head to the west. So excited. Absolutely, really pumped. So that will be in the next chapter. In the Den of Tiger is the Gold Star who brings deliverance. A double fork grid boat. Quinn detains the monkey. This is bad.
And I hope you're all looking forward to it.
This is Spence. Find out what this is up to the next time I'm a Dragon Ball Z. And so, inaudible.